With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 506, former state senator and good friend of the show, Jeff Smith, joins us now. Hello, Jeff.
What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
Doing well. So I understand that you are recovering from COVID as we speak, right?
I am. It's been a crazy couple of weeks.
Tell me about it.
Well, I contracted it in the state capitol and came back to St. Louis and tested positive, and then thought I was okay. You know, I had kind of like moderate symptoms for 4 or 5 days and thought I was doing better. And tried to get back to work and did a bunch of Zoom calls one afternoon. And then that night, things kind of took a turn for the worse. And my oxygen levels, I had a pulse oximeter, and my oxygen levels went down, you know, into the mid-80s. And then I went to urgent care. They said I had pneumonia in addition to COVID. And things just kind of spiraled from there. And then I ended up having to go to the ER, and now I have an oxygen tank at my house, but I'm a hell of a lot better than I was 3 or 4 days ago, and I'm just thankful that that I'm on the mend, and thankful that I got the vaccine. I'm afraid to think of what might have happened if I hadn't been vaccinated.
Yeah, that's what Stephen A. Smith was saying as well. And you're much younger and much fitter than me. That's really frightening that someone in really good shape like you could get hit that hard.
Honestly, it's pretty humbling, because, I play basketball, I jog, 20, 25 miles a week. And
I'm surprised I haven't seen you out there.
but during the depths of this, in the middle of the night, one night, I got up out of bed to go to the bathroom. I couldn't even make it. I collapsed on the way. And so it I felt like I'd been hit by a bus, and it really... I just hate for all the other people who are going through something similar, or whose relatives have lost lives, from it.
Well, we appreciate you being here. So you wrote an article, and I've not read it yet, but my understanding, the gist is basically how the way we do things in Missouri might help the way that we do things in D.C., especially apropos of the Senate and the filibuster. So please take it away and just tell us all about your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks. They call Missouri the show me state, but because we like other people to, to show us proof that something works before we do it here. But the talking filibuster is something we do in the Missouri Senate that I think they could learn from in D.C. The concept of a filibuster in Washington is nothing like what we think of when we think of the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and Jimmy Stewart's character standing up and, talking for a long time to get a compromise. That doesn't actually happen. Since 1970, all you have to do is communicate your objection to the Senate leadership, and then they take the bill off the floor. You don't actually have to filibuster. And what that led to over the course of the last half century is, basically if you don't have 60 votes for anything, nothing can ever get done, and you see a lot of paralysis. The talking filibuster in Missouri actually helps you get to compromise by actually having to say, I'm committed enough to go fight this out on the floor. I'm going to stand up hour after hour, overnight if I have to, maybe two nights in a row. I'm going to show them that I'm totally against this. And if they really want me to sit down, they'll come to me with a compromise. Maybe they can take out the part I like least. Maybe they could add in an amendment that I do like, and then I'll agree to sit down. I think it's a constructive force in Missouri to reach solutions. That's why I suggested it in this article, to try to get to a solution on this electoral reform and voting rights bill that is tying up the Senate right now.
Okay, a couple questions. Didn't Ted Cruz do a talking filibuster in the recent past? And if so, why did he do that if he didn't have to?
He did it. I know this is going to be very hard for you and your audience to believe, but he did it to grandstand and showboat. I know it's totally out of character for him, but yeah, he did. He got up. I think he read Green Eggs and Ham during a filibuster years ago. That may have been when he was trying to have leverage to repeal Obamacare. I can't remember exactly when that was. But anyway, it did not work for him. And, I think that by actually having people stand up and make their arguments in front of the country back and forth, it'll be clarifying for people. And so I think Democrats should put up or shut up if they really believe that, in the things that they're talking about, automatic voter registration or no excuse absentee balloting or banning partisan gerrymandering, all of which are favored by vast majorities of the American public, then let's make Republicans, get up and stand and argue against those things. Put up or shut up. Put your money where your mouth is to Chuck Schumer, and let's see where things go.
So are there people in the U.S. Senate saying the same thing that you're saying?
There are some senators that are saying it. Dick Durbin from Illinois is advocating for a similar solution. Tim Kaine, the former vice presidential candidate from Virginia, he's advocating a talking filibuster as well. So I think it'll clarify the policy differences between the parties. And if what Democrats are suggesting, and again, most of this stuff is really not that partisan. The most important thing that Democrats, I think, need to do right now, I think you'd agree with me here, Dave, is fix the Electoral Count Act, which would ensure that we're not depending on like Vice President Pence, or the next vice president to do the right thing in the situation that President Trump tried to put Pence into a year ago this month, when he was trying to get Pence not to certify the electors coming from states like Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania that had close elections, in the presidential race. No vice president should be put in that position that Trump and the protesters that day, chanting, hang Mike Pence, we're trying to put him in. Let's fix that Electoral Vote Count Act and make sure, it hasn't been touched since 1887, and make sure that the 2024 election is conducted fairly and appropriately.
So, Jeff, if you got 30 minutes of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's undivided attention, what are you telling them?
I'm telling them, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. You don't have 60 votes in the Senate. You don't have the Senate that Obama had. You definitely don't have the Senate that LBJ had when he passed the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act, the Open Housing Act. You don't have what FDR had when he passed the New Deal. So you've got to rein in your ambitions a little bit. We can do some of these important things, but you can't get everything, whether it's Build Back Better or this voting rights, stuff. Manchin has said what he's been pretty clear. He said, on the Build Back Better, here's what I could go for. It has to be, no more than $1.75 trillion. That's nothing to sneeze at. Democrats should figure out a way without budget gimmickry to shoehorn their priorities into his kind of fiscal box. Similarly, on the voting rights, there's three or four important things that can be done without overreaching that I think could get Manchin and Sinema on board. But just adopting the big comprehensive legislation that Pelosi passed the House, it's not going to work in a 50-50 Senate. So just downsizing their ambitions, not letting the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Good advice. Last question. You go to a deserted island where you only have coconut and fish to live on, but you can bring three snacks. What are your three go-to snacks for all of your pleasurable eating?
And you can include a drink, just so you know.
I would say a Jack and Ginger and Fritos and chili.
Okay.
Interesting.
He's a man who knows what he wants.
Right.
I love it.
We'll let him slide on the chili.
Glad you're feeling better, Jeff.
Yeah, hang in there, buddy.
Thanks, Rachel. Thanks, Dave. You guys be well. Stay healthy.
Man, that's frightening.
Yeah, that is really scary.
Jeff's
really
about
scary.
As good a shape for guys around our age as I know. Welcome back, guys. DGS 522. So make sure you're here tomorrow. Big stuff. We're going to bring in all of our make-believe top three snack items for our make-believe islands that we're fighting over. And then we're going to barter. I'll come up with some kind of game that has some consequences. And
I don't want your cherry pies. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, thanks. Good attitude.
And she doesn't want my apples.
Nope.
And she doesn't want his milk Gatorade.
She's going to end up with all three of them by tomorrow. I guarantee it.
I realize how wrong I am at moments like this. Because I get wordy and I get on my high horse. And I say things like, if I were starting society all over again, everyone would be equal. And we're on a make-believe island. And the first thing she says is, I don't want your cherry pies. Okay. It's like, okay, good start. How about you?
I'm not taking it.
The other day you brought up, if we were just us, we're like normal people, we were in Congress, we would get everything done and we would fix everything. We wouldn't have the problems that we have.
But you know the problem?
Oh, yeah, I'm the problem.
But
out of
she's the president.
You're the only one that's going, I don't want your tampon, I don't want your apple. I'm wide open, man. Uh-huh. I'll trade for his milky Gatorade.
You're trying to bring wrong things. You said an entire cherry pie, and you wanted to be 2 days old.
All right.
Hey, he's Wellington.
She is making points
so,
with that.
So you're telling me what's best for me, right?
No, I'm telling you the parameters of the island that Rachel set up.
It was specifically snacks.
No meal. Kevin wants to bring tacos. He wants
I want a pizza
bar.
Tree. And a taco
you
plant.
She's doing, oh my God, you're brilliant. It's like, I'm going to hit Dave, I'm going to hit her, but then I'm going to suck up to her, and then... God.
Yes, I mapped it all out while we were
you
in.
You're like Machiavelli over here.
She just lays in bed at night, and she's like, oh, and you know what?
Here's
then I'll draw
do.
Him in with this.
We're all playing checkers, and Trish is playing chess.
No kidding. Okay, before we go to headlines, one more time.
Oh, forgot about that.
Your knockoff Reese's.
Chakir.
Chakir!
I think is how you would pronounce it.
Say it how you said it last time. Because I picture your hand
it's
in the air.
It's called Shakira, and it's an off-brand.
Shakir. They are found at Shakira. Aldi. They're found at Aldi, and I cannot wait for you guys to try
them. Okay, Andrew, are they actually better than Reese's, or were you expecting them to be bad, right. And when you tried them and they were pretty good, you thought, they're cheaper than Reese's, therefore they're better?
I don't think they're cheaper. I think they're better.
All right.
I think they're better. I was so impressed by these. I could not get enough, and I was thinking... So my mother did something nice for
Did you talk in the shower about it?
My mother told me about Shakur,
Mummy.
An alternative peanut butter cup.
My mom did something nice for me, so I'm going to stop by Aldi and get her a couple things that she likes. But the main reason I'm going is because I wanted to get more of these Shakurs. So I was already getting
Shakurs.
These.
He's like, so mom, here's those puffs with lotion you like.
So I'm getting two bags now because I'm not going to spare any for you guys. You guys can have your own bag. I gotta have one whole one
to
for
punish
myself.
Us. He's getting us our own bag of Shakurs.
No, I just mean that's how much I love
hope
these things.
I hope they're gross. I really do.
This
is like working
time.
With Newt Gingrich over here, and then someone who got kicked in the face by a mule.
I had these for the first time like 4 days ago, and they are mind-blowingly good.
All right. Well, you've hyped them up. Let's see how it goes.
We can only be disappointed now.
And the cherry milk Gatorade, of course.
Great headlines.
Headlines is brought to you by Chinooks. You can make healthy eating easier by using the Good For You wellness program on the Chinooks Rewards app. This is kind of a depressing statistic. Less than half of Americans have savings to cover a surprise $1,000 expense. So only about 4 in 10 Americans have enough savings to cover an emergency like that. Sorry to bring the room down immediately.
Doesn't seem like good.
Yes, it's sad. All right, let's move on. The White House is going to give out 400 million free N95 masks. This is on top of the COVID tests that they're giving away. I registered for mine today. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I thought it wasn't going to work. So I waited and it worked immediately. Mm-hmm. It was actually really easy. The N95 thing, I guess I get too, but I already have masks. I mean, who out there is trying to get a hold of masks? And I mean, the testing thing makes a lot of sense because it's been so difficult to get a test. The mask, I don't know. I mean, fine. I'm sure it'll help some people. I don't think I'm going to register for this, though, because I already have tons, and I think I'm probably going to be in the majority there. Did you guys see that Anheuser-Busch changed its logo?
No. Yeah, I saw that. It looks cool.
So the eagle is facing in a different direction now, and it's all gold. Hmm. So that'll take some getting used to. Yeah. No more red and gold.
Do they still have that big bird billboard on 40?
Yes.
The eagle?
Yeah. So I saw someone posting about that on Reddit the other night, and they were complaining that it's been off for maintenance. So I'm wondering if that's all gold now. I wonder if that was part of it. So.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.